USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's time for a wealth tax in this country.
That's the voice of the front-running Democrat in the state of Iowa now, as Elizabeth Warren came in number one in a poll of likely voters done by the Des Moines Register and CNN. Former VP Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders now tied for second in Iowa. Meanwhile, Senator Cory Booker has told supporters he needs an influx of campaign contributions over the next week, or he may have to leave the race.
We've got tough fundraising goals. But at every point of this campaign, every time the challenge was set, we have met that challenge and overcome it.
Just released by the Patriots and facing sex assault allegations, Antonio Brown says he's calling it quits in the NFL. The wide receiver announcing on Twitter this morning he's done playing in the league. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Police in Pittsburgh say three people have died in some sort of medical situation. The police say all of the victims were wearing orange wristbands. Police have identified two venues that were using orange wristbands last night for those who had tickets to be there. Iran plans to announce a peace plan soon. Its President Hassan Rouhani gave a speech at a military parade today, and while he denounced the presence of foreign forces in the Gulf, he says that plan will be presented to the United Nations in the coming days. This is tensions between Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. have escalated after a drone attack a week ago on two Saudi oil plants that was blamed on Iran. Saudi Arabia's foreign affairs minister says that nation would choose peace over war.
We will do whatever it takes to prevent our country from sustaining damages. Preparing for war, war is always the last option.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The remnants of what was Tropical Storm Imelda, bringing 43 inches of rain to southeast Texas in just a couple of days. And now that the waters are receding, the death toll is rising. At least five people known to have died in the flooding. And officials say the number could rise. We told you at the top of the news that former Vice President Joe Biden is now running second to Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the latest Des Moines Register CNN Iowa poll out yesterday. Biden was in Iowa yesterday speaking to supporters.
And the threat posed by Donald Trump that seems to get worse every single solitary minute. Mistakes are only getting higher.
Biden also called reports that President Trump is pressing Ukrainian leaders to investigate his son outrageous. Biden says Trump displays constant abuses of power never seen before in any American president, and he should be investigated. And recapping one of our top stories, Antonio Brown now calling it quits in the NFL, tweeting this morning that he's done playing in the league. This morning he wrote, quote, "These owners can cancel deals and do whatever they want at any time." The star player released by the Raiders and then the Patriots amid sexual assault allegations. The NFL has also launched an investigation into those accusations against Antonio Brown. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.